Here we are at Kwaadinam. We're seeing each other again through cyberspace. Welcome. September 19th. It's Saturday here. Welcome to Kwaadinam. Today was guest day. We had about 15 or 20 guests. Two infants on their very first outing. And they came to the Shiva temple from far off places. One was named Shiva and the other Nataraja. Shiva was a boy and Nataraja is a girl. The mother was asked, well, why Nataraja? That's a masculine name. She said, Nataraja is a pure soul, neither masculine nor feminine. And she wasn't a born Hindu either, an Ardha Hindu, meaning half Hindu. We had a wonderful visit from Jay Robertson and a woman of vision, Dory, head of Kauai's Seven Habits program. They came here to discuss with us the October 10th Future Fair and the monastery's participation in it. We have prepared vision cards for everyone on the island. All 50,000 of the island inhabitants to write their vision of the island of Kauai as Kauaians for the next 20 years. Many thousands of dollars are being spent on this future fair to stabilize the vision of Kauai, to emphasize that we are all Kauaians, and that we, as a total group here, all 50,000 of us, are working toward a unified vision, an island-wide vision. It's exciting. Well, the Madhavasi, the monks, are installing all the new computers that were made available to us by the great Saibai supporter from Sri Lanka. And Swami Satchidananda called to say thank you to Gurudeva, that's me, for the beautiful book, The Marine Scrolls. And he complimented all the Madhavasis on all the wonderful things that they're doing for the Hindu religion. He's one of our senior Swamis in the United States. We all touch his feet. And he talked to some of the young brahmacharis and gave them encouraging words on the telephone. We were very happy to receive his call. And now to you. Did you enjoy my song yesterday? I'll be seeing you in all familiar places, mainly this familiar place, my TV to yours, cyberspace, the new Akasha. I don't know whether cyberspace is in the betas or not, but the Akasha certainly is a reality, not only in science, but in Hindu metaphysics dating back beyond recorded dates of time. You are a wonderful person. I see you now in your etheric body, which is made of quantums of light, all shining out. I would like you to claim the knowledge as a reality to yourself that you are an etheric being, a soul that has much power. You have a physical body. That means you can function on the earth. You have an astral body. That means you can function on the astral plane in the Atara Loka. You have a soul body. That means you can function in the Brahma Loka, the Shiva Loka. You are complete this very moment. Now you may be going through experiences that are uncomfortable, and I know that many of you are, and I've absorbed within myself many of your experiences through confession, and I've given up prayaschitta, and this is the time of the year where we give penance to devotees. And those experiences all have a lesson within them. It's like a school. We're here on earth for certain number of years. We're going to school. We're learning. We're maturing. A grammar school, a middle school, a university, they all mature us intellectually, but life itself matures us spiritually. So don't fight the experiences that you're going through. They are good for you. And after all, you created them yourself by what you did in the past. So, hey, it's all coming back. You deserve what you get. Give garlands to those who give it back to you, all the nastiness and hurtfulness that you gave out at a former time. And if love is coming to you, and appreciation is coming to you, and gratitude is coming to you, then you gave love, appreciation, gratitude out at a former time, and you're just getting it back. So don't get all puffed up about it and strengthen the ego. Let it strengthen the soul by gaining the knowledge of the great law of karma, the unfailing law of karma. It's unfailing and consistent as the law of gravity and any of the laws of this galaxy and our planet. I'll be seeing you in our familiar place. All the many races and all familiar faces. Until tomorrow, I'll be seeing you.